Hola, amigos. Greg Dietering checking in from Tucumán in northern Argentina. I am well. Things have been busier than I like, but I have a couple days now to pray and give you an update on happenings here. First of all, when I arrived, I was invited to stay with Demetrio Robeff, the bishop for the Church of God, which is the biggest denomination in northern Argentina. I knew before I arrived that the apartment I stayed in during my last stay here was sold. So against my desires, I knew this was the will of God to stay with him and his wife, Sheena. We're good buddies now. Although they were happy for me to stay there the whole time with them, I needed a few days of privacy to get ready for the big trip down south. So the Lord mended me into a decent hotel in a perfect location. By the way, please pray that the Lord help my friends here find a good apartment for me to stay in when I get back here in April. I spent most of my time here working with people who will be key for Cell Church to leadership. The Cell Church is moving on, although not as fast as they could be, but slow motion is better than no motion. They are seeing fruit, but the pastor is too busy to dedicate much time to the Cell Church development, which, of course, is the biggest battle, getting the word released into the hands of more of the saints so everything doesn't depend on the head pastor. I had a good time watching God touch people, especially the young people, while ministering in a church in the southern part of the state of Tucumán. I have spoken to other leaders outside the Church of God and know that I have plenty to do working with other church groups here in Tucumán when I return in April after the Patagonia, southern Argentina tour with Robert Johnson. I arrived in Buenos Aires mid-February. Yvonne Vargas, my friend from Patagonia, took a 24-hour bus ride up to Buenos Aires to meet me. It was a huge blessing to me to have good friends come up and ease me back into Argentina after being out of the country for 6 months. We had about 4 days to chat and pray. The Lord was faithful to give us his plans for the trip with Robert Johnson. For the last 2 weeks of March, I headed north to Tucumán, and Yvonne went back to south and started calling top leaders in each of those cities that the Lord spoke to us to go to. The response was overwhelming. He said the Lord was giving us favor beyond his imagination. It sounds like the seeds that the Lord sent me to plant 2 years ago there are taking root, but they are hungering to hear more direction. They are now calling it a conference in each town that we will be speaking in. It is a multi-denominational event in each town, just like our Father likes it. We're not going to a church in each of those cities. We're going to the church there. Robert arrives in Buenos Aires next Friday, March 18th. Then we hop a flight south and we're off and running. You should have our schedules now so you'll know where the battles are taking place. Keep us covered. Pray for strong leading and that the Lord confirm his word with signs and wonders following beyond what we can imagine. Thank you for your intercession up to this point. Pray for traveling mercies as Robert makes his way here and I make my way back to meet him in Buenos Aires. Dios les bendiga a todos. En el nombre de Jesús, God bless you all in Jesus' name. Thank you so much. I love you. Bye-bye.